Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, welcome back in. Clint Sterner and the show here. Wade Smith, 12-year NFL vet, is in for Clint. Ron Wolfley joins us right now. He covers the Cardinals in Arizona. You can catch him on the Doug and Wolf show, Arizona Sports 98.7 FM. Now, first off, we need some ground rules, Ron. I love your first name, but I don't need you to be boasting and being real cocky and laughing at us. All right? I need you to give us to understand the mood. I don't like that snicker right off the bat. See, to understand the mood.
Let me tell you this. Let me tell you this right now. I played 10 years in the NFL. And I never played on a winning team. How's that? Okay.
All right.
You're not going to get any snickering here.
All right, Ron. That's good. But no, let's hear that, man. Now, the Cardinals seem to be a surprise team. A lot of people, unless there's a report from John Clayton last week, said it came down to Buffalo and Green Bay and Tennessee. Didn't hear a lot from Arizona. Were you all surprised that J.J. Watt's landing spot was there in the desert?
Oh, there's no doubt about it. Yeah, it was a big surprise to us, almost as surprising as DeAndre Hopkins when that trade came down. This is obviously a free agent signing, but yeah, it's a huge surprise to us here. There's no doubt about it. Guys, I have so many questions for you. I mean, I know this is your show, but I've got like a lot
of
questions.
Like, what the hell is going on? Is that the first one?
Exactly. I mean, honestly, with J.J. Watt, first and foremost, tell me what the Arizona Cardinals are getting.
Oh, what Arizona's getting, a hell of a pass rusher. I don't know if you guys plan on keeping Hassan Reddick or not. I know he's he's an unrestricted free agent. But if you have him along with Chandler Jones coming back from injury and Reddick, that's a pass rush that's going to get after people down in the down out. And you got J.J. rejoining with Vance Joseph, who was his defensive he was the DB's coach here in Houston when they were here back in 2011, 12, 13, back in those days. But that defense with Wade Phillips was very much an attacking defense. And so now he gets to join back up with Vance Joseph again. You're getting J.J. Watt, a guy that wins his one-on-one matchups much more times than he loses them, and he wins them more than most guys in this league. And so that's what you're getting in J.J. Watt. My question to you is, how much do you think that DeAndre Hopkins played into the recruiting of J.J. Watt? I know you guys are kind of shocked and surprised that he's even there, but how much do you think he played into the recruitment of J.J. Watt?
Well, you know what? Honestly, right now, you guys would know a lot better than I in regard to how close those two guys were in that Houston Texans locker room. I can read, obviously, and I've been told certain things about that and the relationship there. And you could see on the Instagram, I think it was Instagram or Twitter, whatever it may have been, you had DeAndre Hopkins, and it appeared as though he was definitely recruiting J.J. Watt when he had them both in Cardinal uniforms. That was very interesting. You know, obviously I think it had some impact. There's no doubt about that, but J.J. Watt at this point in his career, it's really interesting to me. I love it. I love the fact he brings so much, obviously, from a tangible and an intangible perspective to this team. And guys, this team, in my opinion, This is exactly what they need. They need to become more physical on the line of scrimmage, on both sides of the ball, offensively and defensively. They need leadership, guys that are going to come in here, guys that have done it before, guys that have a ton of field cred, and certainly J.J. Watt has got that field cred. And yet at the same time, I'm a little nervous because of the injury situation. Here's a guy that played 5 years in the league, his first 5 years, never missed a game. And then the last 5 years, he's what? He's had two seasons that were relatively healthy. And after that, it appeared as though he was starting to break down. You guys know it a lot better than I do, his health situation and what he's dealing with here. But that is my only concern in regard to J.J. Watt. We all know about the tangible. We know about the intangibles. But to me, it's about his health and whether or not he's healthy. If they get out of J.J. Watt what they got last year, what you guys got last year out of him, I think the Arizona Cardinals are going to be really, really happy, especially maybe lining him up inside of Chandler Jones as a five technique. That's going to be really interesting.
Ron Wolfley joins us of the Doug and Wolf Show. He covers the Cardinals in Arizona for 98.7 FM. Could you please dispose of this ridiculousness that we're hearing around here? A lot of people are trying to say now the Cardinals are going to try to make a move to get Deshaun Watson. Kyler Murray is safe in Arizona. These moves are being made to try to help Kyler Murray, correct?
Yes, correct. Let me just say my jaw would hit the floor if that happened, all right? I mean, I honestly know nothing about that. I haven't heard any rumors. Are you guys honestly hearing rumors about that?
Yeah, I mean, that is the word on the street that it's a possibility just because, hey, the Cardinals have figured out a way to hoodwink the Texans out of DeAndre Hopkins, and maybe they can figure out a way to do the same thing with Deshaun Watson. Everybody knows that Deshaun Watson wants out. The Texans are going to have to eventually look for a suitable trade partner. So who knows? Anything is possible in 2021, especially when it comes to the Houston Texans, because there's been a lot of things that have gone on that nobody would have reasonably thought was possible to happen. And so him going to Arizona, I don't think it's realistic because I don't know what Arizona can give back in return to
right.
make that deal happen from their end. But the fact that
right.
they may try to figure out a way to send Kyler Murray away to Carolina or somewhere to get picks from them and then turn those picks along with picks of their own to bring back a Deshaun Watson, I mean, it's a long shot, but I've seen crazier things happen, especially when it comes to the Texans.
Yeah, listen, there's no doubt about that. I don't think that is going to be the case. I know the Arizona Cardinals are very, very happy with the development of Kyler Murray, the durability of Kyler Murray as well. His first year, of course, in the league, he won the Offensive Rookie of the Year. Second year, he's been voted into the Pro Bowl by his peers as well. You know, Russell Wilson, Aaron Rodgers, and Kyler Murray going to the Pro Bowl. So he's definitely delivered. He's produced. There's no doubt about it. They're very, very happy with Kyler Murray. There's no doubt that would be the trifecta. If in fact that happened right there, I would know absolutely nothing about this team anymore or what it is that they're doing.
What is the mood right now in Arizona, in Phoenix, Tempe area? What is the mood from the fan base after realizing that they were the ones that landed J.J. Watt in this free agency bonanza that was going on, and they were really not even considered to be in the running?
Yeah, they're absolutely out of their mind right now with J.J. Watt and the name of J.J. Watt immediately and all of his accomplishments. As I was talking about, all of his tangibles and intangibles that he's going to bring to the table, there's no doubt about it. There's a massive buzz going on right now. Whether or not that ever comes to fruition, I have no idea. But I can tell you before this happened, before this signing of J.J. Watt, the Arizona Cardinals, of course, had finished the season in a very, very disappointing manner. They had two games. They had to win one of those games, to get into the postseason. They were going against a third-string quarterback in the San Francisco 49ers in Week 16, C.J. Beathard, a third-string quarterback. They could not beat the 49ers. And then, of course, they played against the Los Angeles Rams in Week 17, the last week of the season, and they were playing against a quarterback that had not actually completed a pass. He not actually thrown a pass in the National Football League, and they lost that game. So you can imagine the level of disappointment for this team and this fan base. It was profound. Now, yeah, there's real hope here today with the news of J.J. Watt. Again, I'm trying to temper it. I'm wildly excited as the Arizona Cardinals color analyst, wildly excited about what this guy could bring to this team, because I think coming into this season, I've been saying it all offseason, the Cardinals needed to get more physical on the line of scrimmage on both sides of the ball. Well, you go out and you get J.J. Watt, you're going to get more physical on the line of scrimmage right here. Plus, there's the leadership, the intangible of his leadership, that you're now going to insert that kind of field cred into the locker room for the Arizona Cardinals. And guys, this is just my personal opinion. I know nothing. It's not like I was walking around the locker room during the pandemic. Nobody was doing that. But I can tell you right now, to me, that's exactly what this team needs in that locker room, is a guy like J.J. Watt, who's going to hold himself accountable first, and then he's going to hold others alongside of him accountable as well. But, yeah, the buzz is legit. There's no doubt about it. My only concern is his health, as I've already stated to you guys.
All right. Thank you so much, Ron. That's Ron Wolfley of Doug and Wolf. It covers the Cardinals in Arizona, 98.7 FM. Thank you so much for joining us, Ron.
Okay, boys. Take care.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.